Вариант 4. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Dear customers, please do not leave your purchases and bags unattended. Please mind that for security reasons, our lost property office on the ground floor is closed. We're sorry for the possible inconvenience. Now, to claim any lost things, please visit our manager, whom you can find on the second floor between the restaurant area and the sportswear shops. If you find any unattended bags or packages, please don't touch them, but inform our security officers or any manager.
Text B. Hi, Wendy. It's Neil calling. I'm awfully sorry, but I can't be at your party today, though I really want to. You know, it was my uncle's birthday yesterday, and we had a garden party. Everything was great, but it looks like I've got a cold and have to stay at home today. Doubt you would like to see me coughing and sneezing on your guests. Anyway, I'll write the essay due next week to kill the time, and we'll probably watch a film. Call me back when you are free. Text C. Morning, Mum. What are you cooking?
Hi, Andy. Omelette. Or would you prefer cornflakes with milk?
I eat cornflakes every morning because you're always rushing to work and have no time to cook. No, thank you. I will not miss the chance to have some omelette. Especially the way you cook it, with a golden cheesy crust. Yummy.
Fine, then. It's almost ready. Would you like me to add some sausages to it? Or bacon?
Neither sausages nor bacon. I don't like having meat for breakfast, just the classic omelette, eggs and cheese.
Okay, as you say. Could you help me lay the table?
Sure. Text D.
Hi, Mark. Do you remember about our show tomorrow?
Oh, Kate, of course I do. But I'm not sure I'll be able to come, sorry.
Why? What's the matter? We expected not only you, but your whole family to watch our performance. Your little sister will certainly like it. It's a sort of fairy tale, but the story is more realistic.
I do not doubt your show is going to have great success, but we are playing a semi-final game tomorrow, and the whole family is going to watch it at the stadium. Even my sister is going to support me. She's always my most loyal fan.
Okay, I understand. I hope you win tomorrow.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Dear customers, please do not leave your purchases and bags unattended. Please mind that for security reasons, our lost property office on the ground floor is closed. We're sorry for the possible inconvenience. Now, to claim any lost things, please visit our manager, whom you can find on the second floor between the restaurant area and the sportswear shops. If you find any unattended bags or packages, please don't touch them, but inform our security officers or any manager.
Text B. Hi, Wendy. It's Neil calling. I'm awfully sorry, but I can't be at your party today, though I really want to. You know, it was my uncle's birthday yesterday, and we had a garden party. Everything was great, but it looks like I've got a cold and have to stay at home today. Doubt you would like to see me coughing and sneezing on your guests. Anyway, I'll write the essay due next week to kill the time, and we'll probably watch a film. Call me back when you are free. Text C. Morning, Mum. What are you cooking?
Hi, Andy. Omelette. Or would you prefer cornflakes with milk?
I eat cornflakes every morning because you're always rushing to work and have no time to cook. No, thank you. I will not miss the chance to have some omelette. Especially the way you cook it, with a golden cheesy crust. Yummy.
Fine then. It's almost ready. Would you like me to add some sausages to it? Or bacon?
Neither sausages nor bacon. I don't like having meat for breakfast, just the classic omelette, eggs and cheese.
OK, as you say. Could you help me lay the table?
Sure. Text D.
Hi, Mark. Do you remember about our show tomorrow?
Oh, Kate, of course I do, but I'm not sure I'll be able to come. Sorry.
Why? What's the matter? We expected not only you, but your whole family to watch our performance. Your little sister will certainly like it. It's a sort of fairy tale, but the story is more realistic.
I do not doubt your show is going to have great success, but we are playing a semi-final game tomorrow, and the whole family is going to watch it at the stadium. Even my sister is going to support me. She's always my most loyal fan.
OK, I understand. I hope you win tomorrow.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about learning and different ways to learn. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Online learning is getting more and more popular in the modern world. New technology offers lots of different opportunities for teachers and students. But I understand and remember everything much better when I'm in a classroom and a real teacher, not a computer, presents the information. And the mistakes in my homework, I really prefer my teacher to explain to me what is wrong and why, instead of being just graded by a lifeless machine.
Speaker B. Tennis is my love. I started playing tennis when I was 6 years old. To become a good player, I have to train hard twice a day. Also, I have to take part in competitions which are held in different cities and sometimes abroad. That's why I don't attend school. I study at home. My mum helps me with maths and science, which are the most difficult subjects for me. Though I don't attend school, I write tests and do projects regularly. School teachers assess my work. Speaker C.
It's difficult to imagine what school will look like in 50 years, but I think it will be pretty much the same. Of course, there will be more technical aids, as the internet gives us vast opportunities. For example, if for some reason you couldn't come to the classroom, you could stay at home and send your personal robot there. But I don't think robots and computers will ever completely replace human teachers. Humans are still necessary.
Speaker D. I've always wanted to take a course delivered via a website, as many people say it's very convenient, it saves time, and so on. However, when I took such a course, I was pretty disappointed. I took a Spanish course, and it was designed for people who are just starting to learn the language. True, it's convenient, you can learn without leaving your home, but for me, it's very boring to do exercises online. I need real people to communicate with. Speaker E.
Nowadays, most people admit that speaking foreign languages is a valuable skill. Some people take online courses. Others prefer chatting with native speakers or watching films. As for me, I chose an unusual way to improve my French. I joined our school's French theatre. To perform in French, we work hard on our pronunciation, learn new words, and listen to French songs. However, due to our hard preparation work and rehearsals, our performances are always a success.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about learning and different ways to learn. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Online learning is getting more and more popular in the modern world. New technology offers lots of different opportunities for teachers and students. But I understand and remember everything much better when I'm in a classroom and a real teacher, not a computer, presents the information. And the mistakes in my homework, I really prefer my teacher to explain to me what is wrong and why, instead of being just graded by a lifeless machine.
Speaker B. Tennis is my love. I started playing tennis when I was 6 years old. To become a good player, I have to train hard twice a day. Also, I have to take part in competitions which are held in different cities and sometimes abroad. That's why I don't attend school. I study at home. My mum helps me with maths and science, which are the most difficult subjects for me. Though I don't attend school, I write tests and do projects regularly. School teachers assess my work. Speaker C.
It's difficult to imagine what school will look like in 50 years, but I think it will be pretty much the same. Of course, there will be more technical aids, as the internet gives us vast opportunities. For example, if for some reason you couldn't come to the classroom, you could stay at home and send your personal robot there. But I don't think robots and computers will ever completely replace human teachers. Humans are still necessary.
Speaker D. I've always wanted to take a course delivered via a website, as many people say it's very convenient, it saves time, and so on. However, when I took such a course, I was pretty disappointed. I took a Spanish course, and it was designed for people who are just starting to learn the language. True, it's convenient, you can learn without leaving your home, but for me, it's very boring to do exercises online. I need real people to communicate with. Speaker E.
Nowadays, most people admit that speaking foreign languages is a valuable skill. Some people take online courses. Others prefer chatting with native speakers or watching films. As for me, I chose an unusual way to improve my French. I joined our school's French theatre. To perform in French, we work hard on our pronunciation, learn new words, and listen to French songs. However, due to our hard preparation work and rehearsals, our performances are always a success.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленные им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Excuse me, could you answer a few questions for our survey?
Of course I can. I'm waiting for a friend here anyway.
Oh, yes. This park in front of the theatre is a popular meeting point. Are you going to see the performance here tonight? I've heard it's really great.
I would like to see it from a seat in the audience, but it's not possible. I have to be on the stage at that time.
Are you an actor now? Wow!
Being an actor is not as great as you imagine. It often means very hard work.
Yeah, I understand. How long have you worked in the theatre?
15 years already.
15? It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, before that I did another job. For a couple of years I worked as a sailor on a trade ship. The crew was international but mainly Greek, and naturally I learnt Greek and still speak it fluently.
Why did you leave that job?
For family reasons. I got married, so I took a drama course and started working for the theatre.
I see. Now you can spend more time with the family.
Right. We've got two sons and we enjoy spending time together, but it's not always possible on weekends. I often have performances on Saturdays and Sundays.
Have you got time during the week then?
Yes. Wednesday is the day when our theatre is closed. All the actors have a day off. Me too.
And how do you spend your Wednesdays?
In the morning, I go to the tennis court. I almost never skip it. Tennis is an ideal sport for me to keep fit.
And after that?
After that, I take my children to their football club and watch them play. We often go to the eco farm to relax. The kids ride ponies or play with dogs and rabbits there.
I'm almost sure you've got some pets at home.
We've only got one pet so far, and it's a hamster. My younger son insisted on buying it.
A hamster? But it's not a very exciting pet, is it?
I have to agree. The children also want to adopt a cat or a dog, but we are not ready for new pets yet. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Excuse me, could you answer a few questions for our survey?
Of course I can. I'm waiting for a friend here anyway.
Oh, yes. This park in front of the theatre is a popular meeting point. Are you going to see the performance here tonight? I've heard it's really great.
I would like to see it from a seat in the audience, but it's not possible. I have to be on the stage at that time.
Are you an actor now? Wow!
Being an actor is not as great as you imagine. It often means very hard work.
Yeah, I understand. How long have you worked in the theatre?
15 years already.
15? It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, before that I did another job. For a couple of years I worked as a sailor on a trade ship. The crew was international but mainly Greek, and naturally I learnt Greek and still speak it fluently.
Why did you leave that job?
For family reasons. I got married, so I took a drama course and started working for the theatre.
I see. Now you can spend more time with the family.
Right. We've got two sons and we enjoy spending time together, but it's not always possible on weekends. I often have performances on Saturdays and Sundays.
Have you got time during the week then?
Yes. Wednesday is the day when our theatre is closed. All the actors have a day off. Me too.
And how do you spend your Wednesdays?
In the morning, I go to the tennis court. I almost never skip it. Tennis is an ideal sport for me to keep fit.
And after that?
After that, I take my children to their football club and watch them play. We often go to the eco farm to relax. The kids ride ponies or play with dogs and rabbits there.
I'm almost sure you've got some pets at home.
We've only got one pet so far, and it's a hamster. My younger son insisted on buying it.
A hamster? But it's not a very exciting pet, is it?
I have to agree. The children also want to adopt a cat or a dog, but we are not ready for new pets yet. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.